Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, everyone. It's Colson, and you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. But before you do so, I have a task for you. So pause the podcast, go onto On the Sofa Show's social medias, and go into our link and get your tickets for our live shows. We are live in Manchester and in London in the month of May. Manchester on the 4th of May and London on the 18th. The three of us can't wait to see you there. So buy your tickets and then come back and listen to us here on the sofa. Hello and welcome to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now, coming up on today's bite-sized Monday episode, are you B40 from Kingston? No, they're from Birmingham. Right, before we get started with a Colson's conundrum, I'm in a good mood. Oh, how good was Saturday night?
Oh, that's been and gone, hasn't it?
Oh, I love the way you do that. He's doing this. He's playing it like...
We haven't done it.
It was the great...
You were the best audience.
In England have won the World Cup.
Leeds have got promoted.
I won the lottery. You could invent anything. You could just record it, pre-record it and go, how good was it that I won £1.5 billion and now I've retired?
But honestly...
this is the last on the sofa.
It was the perfect day. Ben won the lottery. Cass beat Driffield. Leeds have been promoted. The show was amazing. Everyone laughed when they were meant to laugh. Everything went perfect, didn't it?
Do you know what I love? Is that me and Jack are too cynical. And we haven't done the show, but Colson's coming big with... we've done the show.
I want then, seeing as you are both cynical, a prediction from each of you.
Be fine. Be good.
No, just... I want one thing that's going to... Someone's going to fall down the... Someone's going to throw a wine gum at the stage. I want a prediction.
I think the audience is going to be rowdy,
which
is good. I think I'm going to get into the audience and probably hear some things I wasn't expecting.
Kiss?
I hadn't banked on it, but if it's there, I'm not quite sure whether I'm going to play for that, if I'm honest. I don't know whether it's that kind of show. I'll be interviewing people more. But I expect,
clothes on?
Clothes, ideally.
Bring your own booze.
I'm going to start with clothes on. That's what I'm saying. That's my surprise. Second half, who knows?
Prediction, please, Jack.
The screen behind us doesn't work.
Be brilliant. No, be brilliant if it's shit or not showing the right clips.
Yeah.
And then we have to, or one of our stories goes down like a lead balloon.
But that's
we wouldn't want that to happen. Could you imagine if a story went down bad at a live show, Jack?
Yeah,
that would be terrible. Your prediction, Colson?
That Colson's conundrum will be the absolute highlight of everybody's night because...
Ready? 3, 4.
If you've got a conundrum, you come to Colson.
Just like Anne from Belfast has done this week. And Anne has got in touch and she said, Boys.
Oh, hello. 3.
Boys.
4.
There's four. You have all created quite the conundrum for me. All in capital letters. Firstly, I love listening to you whilst out walking my boys, Charlie and Leo. Mm-hmm. I hope they're not her sons on a lead. They're not.
I've seen kids on leads before.
They're her two wee shih tzus.
Have you? Have you ever seen it? Have you seen it?
Yes. No, I have. There used to be a thing on the
On the way. I actually have.
Hey, Donna Blitzer.
Get back your ass.
They're holding them back.
But I always notice the kids that are on the leads, they're never like trying to run and get away or like, do you know what I mean? Being unruly.
Yeah,
they're probably just used to it.
They're probably
now,
like that. It's just you wait till you take this tag off. I'm off. And maybe
like when you unclip a dog, runs away and hides behind a tree.
Yeah.
They're not kids. They're two wee shih tzus. Although the hubby calls them two wee shits.
I like him already.
Like my daughter is getting married this year and I thought I would treat her to a weekend in London. In May, when your live show is on, I let her work out the itinerary for us as it is her weekend and she has now arranged that we watch Wicked on Saturday night.
Thank you. Fucking thank you, Anne.
Now, do I let her go and see Wicked on her own so I can come and see you guys?
Yep.
Or I could maybe tell her that Wicked has been cancelled and make her come with me? Help. Okay, Anne, right.
So either way, she's already planned. She isn't off to go see
Wicked. Coming to see us.
I'm not so sure here. Is Anne really going to pie off Wicked for
us? See, Ben, the thing is, Wicked is always on.
We're one night only.
This is, we're in town for one night.
It's the Elvis comeback special of 1977. Yeah, you're only going to see that.
But it's not televised. It's not televised.
I'll be wearing a leather suit. And it's no conundrum. We're seeing you Saturday night. But and you're bringing your daughter.
How is Anne going to tell her daughter that...
I've heard Wicked shit. I've seen these boys. It's cancelled.
Wicked is
the West,
good.
The West... Yeah, I know, but you don't
I
say
I went
that.
To see Wicked when she doesn't fly. And in the end of Act 1, she flies.
Defying gravity.
Yeah. Defying gravity. Yeah. It didn't work. And she just stood.
Didn't defy anything.
And I was like, yeah, it was all right. It weren't great.
So she didn't fly off at the end of Act 1?
Didn't fly out. No.
At the end of Part 1?
No. Just stood on the stage.
When I went to watch Wicked, end of Part 1, walking out, and it was good that with my mum. Where have we parked?
You thought that were it.
And mum were like, what? And then, where did we park? Which car park? She was like, there's another half, yeah.
I know, it is the big number,
it
isn't
it? It's a big end.
I don't think you're selling Anne not seeing it.
Okay, right.
No,
if I have to be honest there, Anne, I'm banking on Wicked.
It's cancelled.
See you there.
It's cancelled, isn't it? You can go to watch Wicked anytime. Wicked will be coming to Belfast, Anne. It'll be touring. They're better when they tour.
We're not touring unless we tour Belfast.
We're not. For Anne's sake, we're not. We're only in London for one night and one night only. It's going to be the biggest and the best. You've just got to tell your daughter it's all.
Do you know what, Anne? Even from the point of view of you telling us that night, I'm Anne from Belfast, you've got to come.
Yeah.
Because then we can go, Anne with the conundrum. And we can meet your daughter and we can say to your daughter, it's not cancelled. Mm. Your mum just wanted to come and see us.
So yeah. I think, Anne, we haven't created a conundrum. I think you know deep down in your head exactly what to do. Yeah. And that is to come and spend your Saturday night with us in Jack P. Shepherd's Bush. Ben, Anne from Belfast has just got in touch with us. But what I want to know is, has anyone else from around the world listened to us this week?
Well, they have listened from around the world. And the first place they've listened is Port Louis. Capital of Mauritius.
Is it?
12 hours, 20 minutes. The weather is 25 degrees.
Nice.
I could do with a bit of a holiday.
Take it.
Port Louis is the capital city of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean. It's known for its French colonial architecture and 19th century Champ de Mars horse racing track.
Ah.
I'm sure my pronunciation is
doing
not
him,
great.
Doing I'm doing him. Does.
So there we go, Port Louis, Mauritius. Let's have it.
I might fly to Barcelona after our live show in London.
What for? Walk around
on
that
Sunday.
Church?
I've been Barca three times. I've been.
Don't go Sunday.
Why?
Shuts.
Yeah, but I'd fly Sunday and land.
There's not to do.
I'm not just going for a day.
Aren't we doing the Chad chance?
All right.
Four.
He's gone four for Mauritius.
Yes.
I'm going two.
22.
Ooh.
No.
Big
way.
Numbers. That's all I'm saying. Let me look at the next one.
That's all we deal with now.
That can't be 22.
Well, it is.
No, hold on, Coulson. The numbers don't lie. I don't make them up. So when they're shit, they're shit. And when they're good, they're good. 22 is amazing.
He's good.
So just take it, okay? 22 is through the roof.
22 is the cruise to Mauritius.
Yeah. The whole of the cruise. Okay.
That is.
Here we go.
Entire cruise.
Kingston, capital of Jamaica. Oh, it's 9 hours 45. It's 31 degrees.
What's the wind?
I don't know what the wind is, but Kingston is the capital of the island of Jamaica, lying on the southeast coast. In the city centre, the Bob Marley Museum is housed in the reggae singer's former home.
Mm. Is it really?
Yep. Yeah. It is. Interesting. 9 hours 45. Town. What's the wind? Elevation is 9 metres.
Are you B40 from Kingston? No, they're from Birmingham. The song's called Kingston Town.
Oh, God. That's good. You be boy from Jamaica. You be boy. Oh no, it's Birmingham.
Birmingham. UB40, named after what you signed on with. Oh. That was the form for the doll, UB40.
Oh, UB40.
Give you that for free.
Oh, that's so good. Dear. Well,
that's
done.
So good. Well, there we go. It's not where it's not. No, Kingston, capital of Kingston. Jamaica.
Kingston. Okay, back to
seven.
That. 9.
2.
Oh.
Right, last one. Crikey, we've had a right.
Been everywhere.
Here we go. This is another one. And I know someone who lives here. So I reckon this is one of the
UB40.
Are they from Birmingham?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Right, Hamilton, Bermuda Triangle, 7 hours 25, it's 20 degrees.
If you get there.
Founded in 1790, population, 854.
Yeah. Is the Bermuda Triangle real?
It's the place in the sea, isn't it?
Yeah.
And do things go missing?
Well, yeah, allegedly.
Yeah.
Mm. 1.
So it's in Bermuda.
In Bermuda.
Population
capital of Bermuda, 825. My mate lives there.
Does he?
Yeah. One of them. So he's gone 1.
It's got to be your mate.
5.
2.
2
your
again?
Mate.
2 again.
Does he listen to both apps?
He must do. Thank you for listening.
Who is it? You're not allowed to say.
I'm not going
to
say.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's the lead singer of you.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Ready?
So, Ben, we have just been to Kingston, the Bermuda Triangle, and Mauritius. But has anyone from any of those places got in touch to tell us what they love, hate, and rate about On The Sofa this week?
No, it's Ben's Reviews. It's WhatsApp. Remember, just messages or voice notes, no phone calls, 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. Emma, hello, gentlemen. I'm a long-time listener, going back to when it was the sofa cinema.
We don't talk about that.
Sorry, I've got a cold. I'm too busy. I live in California near San Francisco. Have lived here for 26 years, but originally from Sheffield.
Quite a journey.
I still watch Coronation Street every single episode religiously. You three are brilliant and make me laugh so much. Just driving home from work, I was laughing out loud at Coulson, a.k.a. Canada, commenting on how Americans wash up.
Mm. I'm going to take over because he's coughing. He's absolutely right. I wash the dishes with the water running.
It's like you're reading me a bedtime story.
I'd argue that because Americans put so much in the dishwasher, there aren't that many items to wash up, so maybe they do use less water. Does that make sense?
What she's saying is, Americans, when they wash up, the tap's constantly running.
Yeah.
But she's saying she washes up so she doesn't use the dishwasher. So letting the tap run doesn't matter that she's letting the tap run.
Coulson, you made the whole world proud, making the final three in Big Brother. And I did laugh when Jack and Ben had a pity party over there late night hosting the podcast. Yeah. Love you, boys. Thanks for keeping it real. Still this northern girl, Emma McCulloch, Woodside, California. I'm coming over in the summer. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Cat. That's the name. That's it. Is it?
Yeah.
The cat or a person?
Is it a cat? Yeah.
It's a cat. Loving the podcasts. Can I get a mention? You've got one. I watch you guys on Coronation Street too. Well,
do you
no
reckon
cat.
Anyone's ever called their cat?
Yeah, loads of people.
My mate's dog is called Deefa. Ginger Ninja on Insta. Hi, boys. Love the podcast. Massive fan from the Sofa Cinema Club days. In a recent ep, you asked anybody from London or going to the London show to let you know.
Yeah, we did.
I'm both from London, born and raised, and coming to the London show.
Wow.
I'm dragging my mum along for her first time on the sofa. Hello, is it? I know she's going to love you guys.
That means there's going to be two gingers in the room. It's dangerous ground.
That's dangerous. Because when you collide, if there's three, it's fire.
It was the Big Bang. Last time there was three gingers in a room.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
The start of the universe.
Was it?
Yeah. That's how it started.
Dawny, hello and good afternoon. Colson, Jack, Ben and Henry. This is Dawn, head of Fine Arts Department. I have a ghost story. Great. In the mid-1990s, we lived on the Jersey Shore in a bungalow-style home that was built around 1940s or 50s. I always felt uneasy in the house, but not terrified. One night, I was doing the laundry, so I went downstairs into the basement. It's about 9:30. I was feeling apprehensive, but I told myself, there is nothing wrong and no one is home. There is nothing wrong and no one is home. As I'm moving the laundry, my dog Buddy starts to come down, but stops halfway and starts
dog up. Buddy, not dog Buddy. Dog Buddy.
That low, deep growl. I get it, like they've seen a ghost. Yeah. And his tail is between his legs. I looked at him and tried to coax him down, but he refuses to move, continues to growl. Mm. Remember what she says. I told myself there's nothing wrong and no one is home. As I turned to finish what I was doing out of my peripheral vision, I saw a tall shadow go from left to right across the other end of the basement where Buddy is focused.
Mm.
I quickly finished doing what I was doing and both Buddy and I ran up the stairs and locked the door. That was the last time I did the laundry in the dark.
End of email.
That was gripping till the end. I needed a ghost.
You need to get pushed down the stairs. Yeah,
we needed something.
We needed,
and when I went down, the laundry was folded.
Yeah, the laundry had been done.
I needed something like that. And that was the last time I ever did the laundry, and the ghost did it. Kathy from Bournemouth just wanted to say, well done, Colson, on your third place.
It is like I've been in the Olympics, isn't it?
No.
Bronze.
Love the podcast that you do with Ben and Jack. I've only just recently started listening to you guys and love you all in Coronation Street. You make me laugh and smile.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you. Now, this is very good. We haven't had these for a while, Apple podcast reviews. Mm.
They're coming
important.
Back.
They're coming back. We're bringing Apple back.
Yeah.
It's had some time off, but we're bringing it back. It's 5 stars. That's what we like to see. 5 red stars. Not easy for me because I'm colorblind. This is from Yorkshire Doris. I can't stop laughing. Love listening to these 3 daft buggers. Laughy emoji. Brilliant podcast. The banter is brilliant, and it's funny when Ben and Jack take the piss out of Colson.
Ben, can't say your own name now.
Ben and Jack. I've got a cold. Ben and Jack. I've got a cold. I'm under the weather. I gave you the chance to read and you were shit.
You did.
So I'm having to power the way through.
Didn't you read like a bedtime story for someone the other week, like professionally?
Oh, it was Danny Miller, wasn't it?
Did you do it in these dulcet tones?
I played a character of a butterfly.
What was your voice?
What's your voice for a butterfly?
Read the last one. So you have to say, brilliant listen, 5 stars, nickname just accept one.
Sort of went, the guys always make me smile on the drive to work on Mondays and Thursdays, and you can always listen to previous episodes. It's a bit like that.
Keep going.
That's unbelievably creepy.
Yeah, I know.
Keep going.
Yeah. I did kind of play it a little bit like a creepy butterfly.
Don't stop.
Oh, okay. Of course, Ben is brilliant. Jack is always a laugh. And Colson keeps the boys in check as the anchor. Keep up the good work, lads. Looking forward to seeing Colson on Dancing on Ice and what comes in the future.
It's a pervy butterfly from Yorkshire.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
It's creepy.
It's
a technical voice, which you can't do much of, which you recognise.
Yeah, you have to take a lot of breaths. You couldn't get a full line.
It's sort of like an old children's entertainer.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting there. And there we go. That's the reviews. Remember, you can send us a WhatsApp if you want to have your say on anything we talk about. The number is
07457-404612. Outside UK, drop a note, stick a +44 7457 404612!
Before we go, Ben, can you give us a would you rather, please?
Yeah, here we go. I'm going to read it twice. Remember, it's a would you rather. I tried a riddle last week. It went to shit. So I'm back on would you rather.
It was.
Would you rather live life in a small submarine at the bottom of the sea or in a small space capsule in outer space? Yeah. Would you rather live life in a small submarine at the bottom of the sea or in a small space capsule in outer space?
Space. Dumb.
I wouldn't.
What? You wouldn't? You don't want to be in the water. Sea. The sea's fucking scary, Ben.
And what deep space isn't?
Not
what are you
scary
seeing in space? Just dark? At least you get some fish.
No, you can see a bit. You can see plants and stuff.
No, I don't think. I think
bottom of the sea, you're not. Bottom of the sea's... Whoa.
Well, it combusts, doesn't it? Yeah. After a certain time,
what?
Doesn't
what
it?
Does, what combusts?
In the sea, because of the pressure. It just...
You're on about that thing that happened last year.
Yeah, just imploded, didn't it?
Spaceship. It's,
but then what happens in space? Because surely...
Space isn't great.
No, it
space
isn't.
Space isn't an easy...
It's more fun, though. Zero gravity.
But are you waiting?
But you're in a thing. Yeah, but you.
I'm just waiting for it to break up. That's what I'm waiting for.
You see, you've gone
for.
To the death side. I'm just
craving
going...
the air and letting it hit, land in my mouth.
He's taking it to crave.
Oh, no, you're not out. You're not out. You're not floating around.
You're not floating around. You're just in the thing.
Yeah, just unclip. Throw the crave up.
Oh, I know what he's doing.
He's doing in 2001.
The... Yeah. He's in the...
No one's picking... If you're picking submarine... You're weird.
We all live in the... I'm picking submarine. I'm going round. I'm
you're listening to your, that song on loop.
Yeah.
I'm going space, actually. Yeah. I think I'm going to. Because I think if it sort of explodes, I'm going to the end. I always jump to the end. So if it explodes or implodes
you're
in
dead
space...
Either way, son.
I'm dead either way. I imagine I'll just freeze instant, won't I?
Space is so much cooler.
Underwater, I imagine everything will just break up.
Imploding. No, it goes in. The pressure makes it go in.
Yeah.
Space is so much cooler.
But I think my body would sort of be preserved and just floating around space forever and eternity.
Before we go, if you have...
That movie, Space.
Yeah.
What was it? No.
Gravity.
When he comes back, Clooney comes back.
Yeah.
He's been out.
Yeah, that's like that. How the fuck's he
Have we seen that on the podcast?
No, we haven't.
We have to see that.
I wanted to watch it with the kids. The kids haven't watched it, but I think we should watch that.
Before we go, because that is all we've got time for this week, please do leave us a review if you've been enjoying listening to On The Sofa. We really appreciate it. If you go on to your podcast provider, leave us 5 stars and let us know what you love, hate and rate about the show. You can catch us again on Thursday, or you can keep in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. We're on them all at On The Sofa Show. And remember, if you do want a little bit more On The Sofa to get you through the week, Patreon is the place to be. www.patreon.com/onthesofa. What have I done wrong?
Just the two W's.
Just the two W's.
And on that note, goodbye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.